At the very beginning of the report on conflict-related sexual violence in the October 7th attacks on Israel, there's a disclaimer. It says, in line with a survivor and victim-centered approach, findings are generic and details are not revealed. But even in generic terms, the findings are horrific. Pramila Patten is Special Representative of the Secretary General on Sexual Violence in Conflict.
There are reasonable grounds to believe that conflict-related sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred during the 7th of October attacks in at least three locations, namely the Nova Music Festival site and its surroundings, Road 232, and Kibbutz Reim.
She also says there is clear and convincing information that sexual violence, including rape, has been committed against some of the hostages taken to Gaza.
And we also have reasonable grounds to believe that such violence may still be ongoing against those still held in captivity.
At the invitation of Israel, Patten led a team of experts on a 2.5-week visit to analyze information on conflict-related sexual violence. The forensic pathologists and other experts looked at evidence like 5,000 photographs and 50 hours of footage of the attacks. The mission was not investigative, and it largely relied on Israeli national institutions. That's because of lack of UN entities that operate in Israel, as well as what the report calls the lack of cooperation by the State of Israel with relevant United Nations bodies with an investigative mandate. Patten described some of the challenges the mission faced, besides being unable to visit Gaza because of the fighting.
And these include limited, professionally gathered forensic material, inaccurate and unreliable forensic interpretation by some non-professionals, the extremely limited availability of victims and survivors and witnesses of sexual violence due partly to the internal displacement of affected communities, the lack of public trust and confidence in national and international institutions, including the UN.
Reaction from Israel was swift. Gilad Erdan is Israel's permanent representative to the United Nations. He posted his comments on social media, saying, with the release of the report, in his words, the shame of the UN is on clear display.
It took the United Nations 5 months to finally recognize the sexual crimes committed on October 7th during Hamas's massacre.
He also took the occasion to blast calls for a ceasefire in Gaza.
The meaning of a ceasefire is to lengthen the suffering of the hostages. Any call for a ceasefire is blatant support for Hamas to continue their sexual violence.
Israel has been consistent in opposing a ceasefire, as UN officials have been in calling for one. But a ceasefire is one of the recommendations in the new report, along with Hamas releasing hostages and Israel allowing full-fledged investigations. Special Representative Patten says, in her strong opinion, the report's findings do not legitimize further violence, but rather reinforce the need for a ceasefire.
War will not serve to protect hostages from risk of further sexual violence. And I think, on the contrary, for the sake of the hostages, a ceasefire should be a priority.
She does note the difficulties the mission faced working in the context of an ongoing conflict. And she says the real prevalence of sexual violence in the conflict may never be fully known.
Sexual violence remains a chronically underreported crime in every conflict-affected setting due to trauma, stigma, and fear faced by survivors, but also in the context of Israel, where many did not survive the sexual violence.
She also says eradicating sexual violence is fundamentally an agenda for peace.
The end goal of this mandate is not a war without rape, but a world without war.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.